I'm going to ask Deputy Chief Mike Downey, who heads up our counterterrorism efforts, to brief you on what we're going to seek to expose you to this afternoon. Michael?
Thank you. Good afternoon. We're always looking for new and better ways to protect our city and protect the people within the city from this evolving threat that we see around the world. The technology that we have today is something that we're looking at, we're training with, and it's designed to prevent and in some instances pursue this threat. The electro-optical system that you see to my left and your right, which is the camera and this box that has the sign about surveillance in front of it, is designed just to do that. It's a real-time counter-suicide bomber improvised explosive device detection system. Suicide bombings have occurred in over 20 countries year to date, and that's 14 more countries since 2001. While they haven't happened here yet, we're prepared for when they do, and we're looking at this piece of technology as a way to do that. It's a thermal imaging technology. Some of you may have seen in the USA Today the article about the full body scanners that TSA is deployed and experimenting with. This piece of technology to my left and your right is a non-invasive passive technology that is really an extension of the FLIR system that you see that we have in our helicopters. Forward-looking infrared. This is an enhanced version of that, which is able to detect suicide body bombs, grenades, plastic explosives, everything that a metal detector will not detect. And we believe it's another way to improve our capability and capacity. The second piece of technology, known to us as LA Shield, will be better described by Dr. Boyd of Department of Homeland Security, who, in collaboration with and partnership with him and DHS and the Johns Hopkins University, we are looking at how to better protect our critical infrastructure. And he will talk to you about a critical infrastructure inspection system that will help us identify anomalies that may not be so apparent to the people on the ground, but used in our air support fleets. So with that, I'll turn it over to the chief.
And I'm turning it over to Dr. Boyd.
Well, that was a quick turnover. On behalf of the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, and my staff, I'd like to thank Chief Bratton in the City of Los Angeles for giving us a chance to further improve a technology that we think will be of value, not just in Los Angeles, but to a number of departments across the United States. Let me give you an idea where this comes from. My office works directly with first responders. We believe it is the guy in the patrol car or the fellow flying the helicopter who ultimately is the first responder. He's the guy who's going to be there when the emergency occurs, and so he's the guy we have to figure out how to provide technology to support. Well, in Maryland, a young Maryland State Police pilot, Sergeant Teasdale, used to fly the missions in Maryland to do the inspections of critical infrastructure. Now, what you want to do when you're inspecting critical infrastructure is figure out whether there are weaknesses, whether there are vulnerabilities, but you don't want to inspect it once and then come back in 10 years. You want to see if things are changing over time or if there are strange things that you ought to be paying attention to. His problem is that he had pieces of paper with information on all of these things, and so as he was flying around, he would have to pull up these pieces of paper, drop them around the cabin, and try to figure out how he was going to track it. He knew he needed something better than that. And so he approached us. We built a project under the direction of my program manager, Herb Engel. Where'd Herb go? Back here in the back, who is really the genius who put the thing together. And so he asked us if we could find a way to automate it. Now, there's a challenge. If you put any new electronic hardware in an aircraft, it typically costs $100,000 or more to be able to put it into an airplane, a bit expensive for most departments. So our interest was, how do we develop something that draws on existing technologies, lets you do the inspection, provides you the visual images, tells you what you need to look at, allows you to upload that to the emergency management folks so they can look at it, keeps track of where the aircraft is, can in fact memorize the track and tell you where they've gone, do all of the kind of things you need to do in inspections, and do it affordably. The result is a product that should cost, and in fact in most implementations, costs less than $3,000 per copy. That is the critical infrastructure inspection management system, and that's what the system is about. What LA did for us was to let us take a system designed to conduct inspections from the air as medevacs were deadheading back to their base and figure out how to use it on the ground in patrol cars in a terrestrial application. That means now that it can be used not just in LA and the air and on the ground, but it can be used in that vast majority of agencies that can only do things from the ground because they don't have aircraft. And had it not been for the assistance of the Los Angeles department in helping turn a product that's useful to Los Angeles into one that's useful to the nation, we would not have been able to accomplish this. So I want to thank Los Angeles for helping us do that, for stepping up to the plate and being the guinea pig to make something that's useful not just locally, but nationally. Thank you.